Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Welcome, everybody. Great to be with you. It's the second day of the week. So we talk today about the political issues here in Oregon, in fact, all over the country, maybe the world, that really do impact your life. And that's what this show's all about, and the whole point of doing it. Over a cup of coffee is talking politics so that you can change your world. And you do that by having meaningful conversations, persuasive conversations, not arguments, with people in your world, whatever your world is, that are persuadable. And it's easy to do. It's easy for you to comment on the things we're going to talk about by simply picking up the phone. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Here's what we're talking about. Take a walk. Thank you, Avis, for sending me, well, the latest from the Oregon Firearms Federation about going after Fred Girod. Yes, they are. Also, a little bit of a surprise is my former colleague in the House, a guy who sat on my House Agriculture Committee when I was Agriculture Committee Chairman for a legislative session, former Oregon Speaker of the House, Dave Hunt, Democrat, pastor. I got cited by Portland police in an undercover sex trafficking sting operation. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about the city of Medford. It's prohibiting camping during the fire season by all the homeless people, 72-hour notices. No, they're not just forcing people away, but the places they have been and the mess they've made of it. Well, fire season's here. Oh, and speaking of fire seasons, expect more wildfires. A great piece on the Oregon Report, which you can see at OregonWatchdog.com. As expect more wildfires is the headline as Northwest governors keep super tankers grounded. The global super tanker, that was Del Smith's big old 747 that he converted into a super tanker, a firefighting machine. Well, Kate Brown and Jay Inslee, governors of Oregon and Washington, refused to hire on the global supertanker, and they won't even say why, and neither will the Forest Service. Yet it's been used in California, yet it's been used in Mexico, it's been used in Chile, and it puts down 4 to 5 times the amount of retardant to knock down a forest. It is the most amazing thing to watch the videos of this thing, and it works. They will not use it. Now, why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't two leftist governors want to put out forest fires that are putting far more carbon into the air than the entire country does over specified periods of time? I forget what it is, but it's an enormous amount that a forest fire puts carbon into the air. They don't care. They don't want to solve any problem. They just want to use it politically. Oh, and speaking of somebody using something politically, Sandy Mayer and Governor Hopeful Stan Pulliam is going to file a federal lawsuit this week, along with the owner of Spud Monkeys, Clackamas County business restaurant that is open, even though Kate Brown has shut them down. They're going to file a federal lawsuit. That's a good idea. Now, Stan, who's a great conservative, and I have a lot of respect for Stan. I know him. This is not the issue to ride to the governorship, however. the issues that we are working with our governor's candidate are. We know that because we've polled them. We've polled the issue and how it moves voters, friends. That's what it's all about. Anyway, he and Spud Monkey's owner, Melissa Adams, who lost her marriage, lost a business partner, and her son committed suicide because of COVID. Now, that's about as dark as you can get, as the article says here. This is a Coin 6 article. She's grieving the death of her son, but she shows up to work at her restaurant, Spud Monkey's, 7 days a week. Monday night, last night, there wasn't an empty seat in the house. Now, I'm glad that they're filing federal lawsuit, okay? Because they're demanding the governor's office produce scientific data that they've been demanding for months. They're not going to get any. Why? Because Kate Brown doesn't have any scientific data. In fact, last week, Oregon State Health Officer Dr. Dean Seidlinger told the Oregon Senate Committee on Health Care that OHA had traced 3% of virus cases to restaurants. Let me say that again. So that means that 97% of the other virus cases don't come from restaurants, but we're going to shut them down? Yet we leave the big box stores open. There's a recall happening in California. I think with Kate Brown's high negatives, it's time we have another recall in Oregon. Speaking of recalls, Oregon Firearms Federation. By the way, the number to call if you want to get in on all of this is 503-589-1220. 503-589-1220. That's the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Oregon Firearms Federation put out a press release yesterday. It's called Take a Walk. After months of watching, I'm just going to read it to you because it's just too good not to, okay? After months of watching Republican leadership roll over for the supermajority in the Oregon legislature, some folks have had enough. Yeah. As you may have heard, a recall campaign has begun against Senate Republican leader Fred Girard. Under Girard, the Senate Republican caucus has become fractured, and folks, you don't know how true that is. And two senators officially left in disgust. That's right. Now, one is Brian Boquist, our old buddy from Dallas, who has left the Republican Party. The other is scientist and brilliant doctor Art Robinson from Southern Oregon, who has not left the Republican Party, but has left the Republican caucus. He's caucusing with Brian Boquist as an independent caucus. Anyway, dangerous anti-gun legislation, they continue, has passed the Senate because Girard refused to stand up to the Democrats and managed to convince five other Republicans to join him in the sellout. Since then, we've learned that each Republican senator has been offered $4 million to spend as they like in their districts. Now the reasons for the sellout are becoming clear. The damage Girard has done to Oregonians and his own caucus is incalculable. That's right. The damage Girard has done to the Republican Party, to common sense, to conservatism, is incalculable. Now, these are my words, not his. I continue reading. As the state slips further into chaos and people and businesses continue to be crushed, Girard continues to hand victory after victory to the Democrats. Oregon cannot survive Fred Girard. If you live in Girard's district, and there's a link, you can click on it, or know someone who does, please consider helping remove Girard and replacing him with someone who cares more about Oregon than himself. And then you can go to their website, recallfredgirard.net. There's a link there. I just clicked on it, and it says, Recall Fred Girard. Oregon cannot survive Fred Girard. And there he is, standing up with a mask. And it goes right on down the line. Extreme gun control, radical environmentalists, socialized medicine, attacks on our police, and more. They're racing through the legislature because Girard will not stand up to the Democrats and use the tools he has to stop them. And it goes on. Now, this is one of the ways that you can stand up and make a difference in your world. Because you can take this Oregon Firearms Federation email blast, and I will have it on the show plan, both on my Facebook page and on the podcast page at kslm.news. And you can forward it to other people. Now, at the bottom, however, of the if it's an email you send out, you want to remove the unsubscribe at the bottom. Because what will happen if they click on that, they'll unsubscribe you. Okay. So just and it's really easy to do. You just highlight it and just hit the delete button. Anyway, it is a great email. Now, if you're tired of rhino Republicans like Fred Girard and others making the lamest of excuses for staying there and allowing the Democrats to roll over you and take away your liberties, your God-given liberties, with victory after victory for the Democrats because Republicans are sitting there because they got bought off. If you're tired of that, and you're just saying, you know what, I've had my fill of it, I'm leaving Oregon. Guess what? There's a story that I saw. There are towns that will pay you up to $20,000 just to move there. They're not in Oregon, folks. This is a Mortgage Professional America website news story, which is I'm completely unfamiliar with. But at any rate, it's a report from MakeMyMove.com. It's an online directory that connects workers with such offers about where you could move and get paid. Maybe up to $20,000 in cash, tax credits, home buying allowances, in hopes of attracting more out-of-state folks to relocate there. Guess where you can go? Well, you can get $20,000 to move to Morgantown, West Virginia, which, by the way, has gone pretty red, West Virginia. $15,660 to move to Augusta, Maine. $15,000 to move to Montpelier, Vermont. Well, I was wrong. There's $10,000 to move to Ontario, Oregon. Now, that's pretty good because, you know, this greater Idaho movement, you know, Ontario's right across the state line. If there's one place and one county that might seriously try to join with Idaho, it would be Ontario. Anyway, $10,000 to move to Ontario. $5,000 to move to Baltimore, Maryland. Now, who would want to go to Baltimore? I don't know. Anyway, just letting you know, there are some places that will pay you a lot of money to move there. All right, 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. What do you think about the former Oregon House Speaker, Dave Hunt, getting arrested for a sex trafficking undercover operation? And he voted for the bill that allowed it to happen. Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. You can also send me an email in addition to calling 503-589-1220, the Power Buick GMC talk line. You can send me an email to jeff@kslm.news. Or Jeff at 1220.am. Like Ben, who wrote me an email about Mike Nierman, says, as always, great show. For those who know Mr. Nierman, We know that this is just another scandalized move from the left to smear another great man. As conservatives, we have good morals. And just as Art suggests about fighting back, we need to get down and dirty with these obscure people that have been treating us and our leadership like criminals. No more Mr. Nice Guy. We've been civil with those who seek to destroy us long enough. The attack on Mr. Nierman is the straw, and we need a reflex reaction. As Art said, fight fire with fire. Yeah, that's a great idea. By the way, thanks to Barbara. Barbara, I appreciate you listening. And she's the one who sent me the article on you get paid 10 grand to move to Ontario, Oregon. Well, you know, if you're a little sick of, you know, they look at lockdowns a little different over there, right? They really do. My friend Anne Marie writes an email, or actually a text to me. It says, oh, dear goodness, the guy who got arrested for sex trafficking violation is the epitome of deception and arrogance, being involved in the very law he helped create. I'm above the law and can get away with whatever I want. Yeah, and he also is a ordained minister. Not kidding. Dave Hunt came to the Oregon legislature in my second session. And in fact, he sat on my House Agriculture Committee that I was the chairman of at the time. And this would have been the 2001 session, is my second session, my first one, 1999, of course. Anyway, he was a moderate Democrat. He even voted with us on some bills that fellow Democrats didn't like him to vote on. And then, of course, as he moved up into leadership, then became speaker, he had to sell his soul to the left. He left the legislature to run for Congress, got beat in a primary. And now he was on the board of the Clackamas Community College board member. He got cited, and this is it's a Lebanon Express story, but it's actually an AP story, the Oregon Capitol Bureau. He got cited by Portland police in an undercover sting operation in April. He was contacted by the Portland Tribune yesterday, and he said, I don't think I should talk about that. Yeah. Anyway, several hours later, Clackamas Community College announced that he was taking a leave from the board. He was one of numerous sponsors of a bill criminalizing sex trafficking in 2007. In 2011, he voted for House Bill 2714, the bill that created the crime of commercial sex solicitation, the crime for which he was arrested and cited. And Portland Tribune tracked him down and found out it was him and so on and so forth. He currently serves as president and CEO of Columbia Public Affairs. He's a registered lobbyist. So there you go, folks. What goes around comes around. Let's go to the phones. We'll start first with Art, and then we'll move on to Rich. Art, good morning. Your thoughts. Welcome.
Good morning, Jeff.
I got a minute.
I got a minute?
You got a minute, because I got to get to Rich before the bottom of the hour.
So okay. Number one, I want to say I hope Ron is listening this morning, and he gets a hold of the Polk County District Attorney to file official misconduct against whoever's behind trying to railroad Mr. Nierman. I suspect it's our Attorney General, along with Kate Brown, and of course Peter Courtney and the Speaker Tina Kotek. It's all an attempt to smear Nierman, and we all know that. And then I wanted to make a suggestion, Jeff, that KSLM should consider putting together an event with Charlie Kirk, maybe at the Ames Ranch. I really like this young man, and I think it would really help to organize young people in our state. And so, you being the man, Jeff, I wanted to throw that out.
I kind of like that idea, Art. I do. Yeah, I kind of like that idea. That's a pretty good suggestion. I'll run it up the flagpole, Art, and see what management says. That could be just the ticket for a lot of reasons, and maybe just at the right time. Got to let you go because I got to move on to Rich. Thanks,
God
Art.
Bless,
great
yeah.
suggestion. Thank you. Great suggestion. Let's move on to Rich. Rich, good morning. Your thoughts?
Morning. To add more confusion to everything, when Biden took over, my wife's medicine went from $53 every 90 days to $153 every 90 days.
That doesn't surprise me.
When no, Obama well, it was 153 under Obama. It's when Trump came in, after 2 years of fighting the deep state, that the medicine came down to a realistic price.
And that's because Trump was threatening the pharmaceutical companies with forcing them to do the same pricing that they sell the same drugs for in other countries.
Yes.
Funny how that works. A little political pressure makes things better for you and I.
But now they're back to at least a minimum of $100 every 90 days clear profit for them.
Oh, yeah. But that's what always happens. My wife's lost her health insurance when Obamacare came into play. I mean, and then to buy similar insurance, it cost her twice as much. That's what happens, Rich. Interesting point.
Oh, I know it does. I just wanted to make sure that people start checking their prescriptions to see how bad it's going to be.
That's right. And you know, the other side of this is all of the other things that are happening out there. Have you checked the price of a 2x4 lately, folks? Have you checked the availability of getting PVC? Because apparently there are shiploads of PVC from Asia anchored because I guess for some reason they can't dock in America right now. Thank you, Joe Biden, for all of it. 6:30, back in a moment. Don't go away.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
We are back, friends. Great to have you with us. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Freedom Heating and Air is one of our great sponsors on this radio station and on this show. They really do make your life better, especially at home. I mean, your home is your safe place. Last night, I had occasion to talk to a lady that is involved in the National Day of Prayer, which I'm going to be involved in on the 6th. So in a couple of days in Salem, we're going to do the National Day of Prayer. We were going to do it in person. A bunch of people got COVID that are part of the team. So we're going to do it virtually. But I share that story with you because the lady I was talking with last night has COVID. And she had it a year ago. She got it again. This time is even worse. Now she's at home and resting, but she's hacking and coughing, completely lost her sense of smell, all of that stuff. Did she get it from other people? Maybe. But one of the things about having an air filtration system in your home that is UV light as part of that is it kills those viruses. It kills bacteria. That's what UV light does. Freedom Heating and Air has these great systems that they can put in your home, or they can just completely rebuild your system entirely. And that's what ought to happen. So if you want your home to really be a safe place, if you want it to feel comfortable, be comfortable, check out Freedom Heating and Air. Their website is freedomheatingandair.net. Freedomheatingandair.net. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Emails to jeff at 1220.am or jeff at kslm News. So, got an email from Dale. And this is, says, I think we ought to narrow our focus in Oregon, focus like a laser, on ejecting Girard from the Oregon legislature. The evil of the Dems is pulling us in 100 different directions, a myriad of fires. We've got to focus. You are so right. By the way, speaking of things going up and up, you know, Rich was just talking about that. The Liberty Daily has this story about Warren Buffett, you know, the Oracle of Omaha, the amazing investor, issues a grave inflation warning. The costs are just up, up, up. That's right. That's what you get when you destroy a free market and put government in control. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. So what do you think of former Speaker of the House Dave Hunt getting arrested for a sex trafficking sting operation? I mean, he showed up at a Ramada Inn, folks. He helped pass the law that made this arrest possible. What do you think about that? What do you think about it? I mean, to me, I just have to tell you, this is just sad. For me, I'm sad for Dave. Because he was always a gentleman. Yes, he had to sell his soul to the left to become the leftist speaker. But he didn't run this House of Representatives as left as Jeff Merkley did when he was speaker, or Tina Kotek. He was much more moderate. But this is what happens. It's a sad thing. And I'm just going to tell you, just like it's so hard for me to do, and I want to encourage you to do. You need to pray for him, and you need to pray for Kate Brown, and you need to pray for Tina Kotek, and you need to pray for Peter Courtney. And you can pray two things, because this, honestly, this is what I do. You can pray that their hearts and their minds would be changed, that the blindness of the eyes of their heart about what they think is right is actually destructive to people. Like Rich pointed out, Joe Biden's policies, just the incredible increase in cost, but your prescriptions, they really believe that their ideas are right and will work. You need to pray that their eyes are open. And the second thing you need to pray for is that their bad ideas get thwarted, don't go anywhere. And they could be thwarted if people like Fred Girard wouldn't allow the Democrats to pass their agenda. Even if they vote against it, doesn't matter. It still passes. We still lose our freedoms. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news. Let's go to Glenn. Glenn, good morning.
Well, Jeff, it's been a rough world for John Kerry. Not John Kerry, but Mr. Kennedy. The one that at Capuccio, can't remember the name of the incident, where they pass legislation and they don't abide by their own laws at the federal level and at the state level. But I have a question. Yeah. The government of Oregon, and they're all getting their checks, teachers, the workers, state, they're all getting their checks, but all these restaurant workers, Sandy, all around Oregon, they're losing their companies, their businesses. Now, is there a restaurant at the Capitol building? What's happening to all the restaurants where the lobbyists and the governor go to eat lunch up and down those avenues and in Portland at the Ruth's Chris Steakhouse?
Well,
where are they going to go eat?
Now, at the Capitol, Glenn, you can't sit outside because that little cubby hole is down in the basement. It's shut down. But there's nobody in the Capitol anyway, except a few legislators and maybe occasionally the governor. But
where are they all going to eventually, if all these restaurants close, where are the lobbyists and the legislators going to go eat to cut their deals? And McDonald's?
No. They'll get invited into the Capitol quietly. when no one is watching, in the, you know, late in the evening, and they'll go sit in a back room somewhere and they'll cut a deal. That's where the deal will be cut. It won't be cut in any restaurant where people can see it. When Fred Gerard cuts a deal, he's in Peter Courtney's office or he's in Kate Brown's office.
So there's no food involved. Like, so often you hear all the lobbyists in Washington are going K Street to the restaurants to cut deals.
Right, right. I mean, I'll tell you what's involved. A little alcohol and some cigars. That's always involved in the back rooms of Salem. Glenn, thank you. Got to move on. I appreciate it. It's an interesting question. Where are they all going to go? Well, they'll find a way to cut the backroom deals no matter what. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. In a moment, we'll chat with Julie. I want to remind you that Mr. Transmission, Mile X, Mr. T, MileX.com, Wilsonville, Mr. T, MileX.com is the website. It's another one of our great sponsors, Wilsonville Auto Repair, just up the freeway. If you got a transmission problem, you really ought to go see them. And you know what? They'll be honest with you about it. They'll give you an honest estimate. They'll treat you right. In fact, their website has a $200 off gift certificate on it if they have to do transmission repair. It's Wilsonville. The website is this, Wilsonville, Mr. T, MileX.com. Wilsonville, Mr. T, MileX.com. Linda wrote me an email, said a friend of mine in Albany who owns two restaurants tells me all the restaurants and bars are closed except for takeout. However, if they have video poker, you can still go in and gamble, but you can't eat or drink. Missy Kay, Kate Brown, and her tax policy can't let go of a dime. Isn't that true? The insanity of this, folks, is you can go to a restaurant that has a bar that has lottery in it. You can go sit outside in outside seating. You can get served food and alcohol outside. You can walk into the lottery and sit there, and you can play lottery. But you can't sit there and eat inside. That's no wonder that lawsuits are getting filed. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Let's go to Julie. Julie, good morning.
Wow. You have a problem with the companies like Procter & Gamble, Kimberly-Clark, all these companies that we buy from all the time, raising their prices. Not only do they raise their prices, but they lower the sizes of things.
Right.
And it's really annoying. People don't understand this. But not only that, but on the other hand, you have the stock market, which is going to go into the toilet probably in a year. And that's going to kill a lot of people with their pensions, their 401ks, and a lot of seniors. Because a lot of seniors are living off of the dividend and interest that is earned.
It's just really
annoying, and I don't understand why they don't see this.
Okay, fair point. This is one of the most frustrating things for me, Julie, and I'm going to let you go because I want to finish up this segment with this because it is a great point to make. This frustrates me because the reality is, just like Rich said, and just like you just said, our cost of living is going to explode. Our investments and our ability to have income to put up with the cost of living is going to go down. Why? Because people keep voting for liberals, for Democrats. Why? Because Republicans, this is my frustration, are incapable of connecting the dots so simply in people's minds. The Democrat politicians are raising your cost of living beyond your ability to afford it. Back in a moment, 6:48.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Dale writes me an email about Tina Kotek. Love to see Kotek get jammed up in a sex sting like her pal Hunt. They are forever digging for dirt out against our side. When will we take a turn at it? Well, what's good for the goose is good for the gander, right? I mean, that's the whole point about Dave Hunt. Again, the sadness of this is here's a man who is a minister, an ordained minister, sold his soul to politics, and apparently now very publicly being humiliated, as he should be. I mean, this is what should happen. I mean, and it's just sad to see the fall of someone like this. You know, I rave about pro-bioscience, their pain stick, because it really does work for me. You know, it's all natural. It's CBD, folks. And if you want to stop taking drugs to deal with your pain issues and deal with it naturally, this is one of the ways you can do it. And if you go to their website, which is pro-bioscience.com, pro-bioscience.com, and you order something online for the month of May, use the discount code MOTHER, because it's Mother's Day coming up here like next weekend, right? Mother, and you get 15% off. Plus, they have these great discount programs. You can earn even further discounts. So check them out. It's pro-bioscience.com. If you want to see what they also have out there on the shelf, you can go to the Tobacco Pouch here in Salem on Edgewater, or Liquivana Vape Shops, the one in Silverton, the one in Molalla. pro-bioscience.com. To the phones, we'll go to Rebecca. Rebecca, good morning.
I wanted to ask if you happen to know what group ordained Mr. Hunt as a minister.
You know, I used to know that. I don't know. I'm not sure, just
because a person is ordained as a minister doesn't mean that they have ever been a child of Jesus Christ. And some of the people who started communism had gone through seminary and had all the credentials, but then they went really, really wrong. And even in the churches, there are things that are taught that are just not—they're just not right. We got exposed to one of the flavors of dispensationalism a few years ago, and I did some research on it and discovered that the guy who started that, his name, let's see. I'm so terrible. I didn't look this up. But anyway, he was excommunicated by his church, and then he went and started five Bible schools, which are all functional today. And his take on it is all based on a misinterpretation of the word divide in the Bible. It's very, very sad that so many people don't understand where their teachings come from.
I agree. Thank you, Rebecca. I got to let you go and turn off your radio next time. It works a lot better because we get feedback. I appreciate it. All right, one more time for the number, because you've got about 4 minutes to call. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220 is the number to call. Or shoot me a quick email to Jeff at KSLM.news or Jeff at 1220.am. Like, Art sent me another. Oh, yeah. Salem police responding to complaints about inaction at Riverfront Park. Well, complaints of inaction at the Second Amendment rally. Yeah, well, and that's yesterday, folks. If you don't, I'm laughing because this is what we expect. This is the left doing what they're doing, right? Okay, this is what they always do. They attack all the institutions of liberty, everything that we hold dear. That is, you know, you look at the picture here. Thanks, Art, for the article, because it's One Nation Under God. Oh, how horrible to mention God in public. The reaction. Well, look at that. Fox Business. Shoppers react to a rise in grocery prices. That's exactly what we were just talking about. This is what you get as the result of elections. This is what you get when Republicans cannot articulate to the average voter very simply who's doing what to them. It isn't Republicans that are raising your cost of living. Well, generally speaking, it isn't. It is, because Fred Girard and the five rhinos that are getting bought off with $4 million apiece are allowing whatever the Democrats want to pass that'll get signed into law that it will raise your cost of living. But generally, it's because Republicans cannot seem to articulate the case. They can't seem to say simple words like you could say to people in your world. Have you noticed how expensive wood is these days? Have you noticed how you can't buy any PVC out there? Have you noticed why the groceries are so expensive all of a sudden? Just exploding in cost. Why is that? Why your prescriptions are going up? Why is that? Do you think it could be maybe just because of the policies of the country now in terms of who's in charge of the White House? Because isn't it funny that all of these things were different under the bad orange man? Were different prior to Kate's crazy lockdowns, unjustifiable lockdowns, unconstitutional. I mean, just again, drawing everything that's happening is because Republicans are incapable of articulating simple concepts. Raising taxes, increasing regulations raises your cost of living. Is that what you want? Is it necessary? Some people will say yes, but others won't. But even then, those messages pale in comparison to the real damage that Fred Girard is doing. And that is the bills that are yet to be passed that will be passed, that will make your life less safe. Because they're just like in California, they are determined, they're going to turn loose the murderers and the rapists to murder and rape and destroy your life. And Fred Girard is responsible for that. So take a walk, Fred. Anyway, you got to pray for him that his eyes will be opened, and then go sign that recall petition. Thanks for joining us today, friends. I'm back tomorrow. I hope you are, too. It is 6:59. Eric Azer, Righteous Renovations, is the contractor you can trust. So check him out at righteousrenovations.com. See you tomorrow. Yeah.